Welcome back to Time for Nach. Well, now we have a prophet, a Navi called Azariyahu. He comes to us and he says, look, previously, Klal Yisrael hadn't been led in the path of Hashem. If the people with Hashem, Hashem's with you. And if not, they're going to be forsaken. You know, the classic Nevuah. In response, we have a similar Nevuah from Oded. We don't actually see exactly what Oded says. And Asa, therefore, increases efforts, remove idolatry. He gathers Yehuda, Binyamin, Shimon, Ephraim, Manasseh to the base of Hamikdash. They offer karbonos from the spoils. They recommitted to Hashem. It's unbelievable. Even though Asa was doing things good, things well, but this is the impetus, even more. Asa removes his mother from her throne. Unbelievable. This is Macha, because there was an Asherah tree that she had made. And he destroyed that. Hashem gave the people peace. There were no more wars until the 16th year of Asa's reign, which is phenomenal. It's a major Kiddush Hashem, which is excellent. Now, by the way, what are the 36 years? There's the mention of the 36th year. So the Rashi says it means the number of years since the kingdom had been split. It's interesting, when we date things, we often do it. You date things from significant events. If you think about it, someone's birthday is the significant event when they're born, and we date them from there, even though they're alive in the womb. But no, they're out in the world. In Greece, ancient Greece, women used to count their age from when they were married, which is interesting. There was a tradition in some circles to count the baby's age from a bris, the baby boy's age from a bris. You see, you date on significant things. In fact, in old Shtaros, they dated from the end of the period of Nevuah, because it was such an important thing, the end of Nevuah. So here we see as well, the dating from the split of the kingdom, that was a major episode, that was a major event, a sad point, but they're dating from there.